Welcome to your EdXL IGCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of Shakespeare's most complex and rewarding plays, The Merchant of Venice. Whether you're revising for the first time or polishing your exam technique, this episode is packed with everything you need to know. Let's get started. So, what is The Merchant of Venice actually about? On the surface, it's a comedy. It ends with marriages and celebrations. But underneath that, it's a play wrestling with some really uncomfortable questions about justice, prejudice, mercy, and what it means to be an outsider in society. That tension between the comic surface and the darker undercurrents is exactly what makes it so rich to analyze. Let me walk you through the plot quickly. Antonio, a wealthy Venetian merchant, wants to help his friend Bassanio win the hand of the heiress Portia in Belmont. But Antonio's money is all tied up in merchant ships at sea. So he borrows 3,000 ducats from Shylock, a Jewish moneylender. Shylock, who has been repeatedly humiliated by Antonio, agrees, but with a chilling condition. If Antonio cannot repay the loan in 3 months, Shylock is entitled to cut a pound of flesh from Antonio's body. Meanwhile, Bassanio travels to Belmont, where Portia's suitors must choose between three caskets, gold, silver, and lead to win her hand. Bassanio chooses correctly, choosing the lead casket, and they become engaged. But then news arrives that Antonio's ships have all been lost at sea. Shylock, whose daughter Jessica has eloped with a Christian and stolen his money, is furious and demands his bond. The climax arrives in the courtroom where Portia disguises herself as a lawyer and delivers one of the most famous speeches in all of English literature, the Mercy Speech, before turning Shylock's own legal argument against him. Shylock is defeated, stripped of his wealth, and forced to convert to Christianity. The play ends with the couples reunited in Belmont. Now let's look at the key themes, because these are what your exam questions will focus on. The most important theme is justice versus mercy. This is the central conflict of the play. Shylock represents strict, legalistic justice. He wants exactly what the law entitles him to. Portia represents mercy, the idea that justice without compassion is cruel. Her speech in Act 4, Scene 1 is absolutely essential. She says, "The quality of mercy is not strained, it droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath." Notice Shakespeare's use of the simile comparing mercy to rain. It suggests mercy is natural, abundant, and life-giving. It falls freely, without force. Portia is arguing that mercy is a divine quality, something that elevates both the giver and the receiver. Examiners love it when you explore the irony here. Portia preaches mercy, but then shows Shylock very little of it. He's stripped of everything. That ambiguity is worth exploring in your essays. The second major theme is prejudice and anti-Semitism. Shylock is one of the most debated characters in all of literature. In Elizabethan England, Jews had been expelled from the country since 1290, so most of Shakespeare's audience would never have met a Jewish person. Shylock was likely played as a comic villain in early productions, but his famous speech in Act 3, Scene 1 challenges that. He says, "Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions?" This is a powerful rhetorical list. Shakespeare uses anaphora, the repetition of "hath not a Jew," to build a cumulative argument for Shylock's shared humanity. It's a moment that makes the audience uncomfortable, because it forces them to recognize their own prejudice. When you write about Shylock, you must engage with this complexity. He is both a victim of anti-Semitism and, at times, a figure who pursues revenge with disturbing single-mindedness. The third theme is appearance versus reality. This runs throughout the play. The casket test in Belmont is the most obvious example. The gold casket, which looks most valuable, contains a skull, and the message, "All that glisters is not gold." Shakespeare uses this to warn against judging by surface appearances. This applies to characters too. Portia appears to be a passive, obedient daughter constrained by her father's will, but she is in fact the most intelligent and capable character in the play. She disguises herself as a male lawyer and outmaneuvers everyone in the courtroom. Jessica appears to be a loyal daughter, but she is plotting her escape. Even Antonio, who seems generous and noble, has treated Shylock with contempt. Nothing in this play is quite what it seems. The fourth theme is wealth and commerce. Venice was one of the great commercial centers of the Renaissance world, and Shakespeare uses it to explore what money does to human relationships. The bond between Shylock and Antonio is literally a financial contract that becomes a matter of life and death. Bassanio treats Portia partly as a financial prize, he needs her wealth. Jessica steals her father's money and jewels when she elopes. Even the ring subplot, where Portia and Nerissa test their new husband's loyalty, involves the exchange of objects as symbols of love and fidelity. Money and love become dangerously entangled throughout the play. Now let's look at the major characters in more detail. Shylock is the character you will almost certainly be asked about. He's introduced as a moneylender who charges interest, something Christians in the period considered sinful. He's been spat on and called a dog by Antonio. His motivation for the bond is complex. It is partly business, partly a desire for revenge, and partly a test of whether Antonio will treat him as an equal. When Jessica elopes and steals his money, Shylock's famous cry, "My daughter, oh my ducats, oh my daughter," has been interpreted in very different ways. Some see it as evidence that he values his money as much as his child. Others argue it shows the depth of his double loss. He has lost both his family and his financial security in one blow. A sophisticated exam response will acknowledge both readings. Portia is the play's most complex female character. She's witty, intelligent, and resourceful, but she also operates within the constraints of a patriarchal society. She cannot choose her own husband. Her father's will dictates the casket test. Yet she finds ways to exercise agency. She guides Bassanio towards the right casket through her song. She disguises herself as a lawyer, and she engineers the ring test to assert her power over her new husband. A feminist reading of Portia sees her as a proto-feminist figure who subverts male authority through intelligence and disguise. However, her treatment of Shylock in the trial scene, where she strips him of everything, complicates her role as a figure of mercy. Antonio is the merchant of the title, yet he is curiously passive for a protagonist. He opens the play with the line, "In sooth, I know not why I am so sad," a melancholy that critics have read as everything from depression to unrequited love for Bassanio. His willingness to risk his life for Bassanio suggests a devotion that goes beyond ordinary friendship. He is generous to Christians, but contemptuous of Shylock, which makes his victimhood in the trial scene morally ambiguous. Right, let's talk exam technique. For EdExcel IGC SE, your literature essay will be marked on 4 assessment objectives. AO1 is your ability to respond to the text with a clear argument and well-integrated quotations. That's worth 40% of the marks. AO2 is your analysis of Shakespeare's methods, language, form, and structure, also 40%. AO3 is your understanding of context, how Elizabethan society shapes the play's meaning, worth 10%. And AO4 is your spelling, punctuation, and grammar, another 10%. The most common mistake I see is what examiners call feature spotting. That's when a student writes something like, "Shakespeare uses a metaphor here." Full stop. That earns almost nothing. What examiners want is the effect. Why does Shakespeare use that metaphor? What does it make the audience feel or think? How does it connect to the play's wider themes? Always ask yourself, so what? The second major mistake is bolting on context. Don't write a paragraph that says, "In Elizabethan England, Jews were persecuted," that on its own earns no marks. You need to link it directly to the text. Shakespeare's presentation of Shylock's forced conversion reflects Elizabethan attitudes towards Jewish people, in which conversion to Christianity was seen as an act of mercy rather than cruelty, a context that makes the ending deeply uncomfortable for a modern audience. The third mistake is retelling the plot. Every sentence of your essay should be analyzing, not narrating. If you find yourself writing, then Portia says, stop and ask, what is Shakespeare doing here and why? For structure, use the Peel method, point, evidence, analysis, link. Make a clear analytical point, embed a precise quotation. Analyze the language, look at specific word choices, techniques, effects, then link back to the question or to a wider theme or context. Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the name of the bond Shylock makes with Antonio? Answer: a pound of flesh from Antonio's body if the loan of 3,000 ducats is not repaid in 3 months. Question 2. Which casket does Bassanio choose, and what does it contain? Answer: the lead casket, which contains Portia's portrait, and a scroll confirming he has won her hand. Question 3. Quote the opening line of Portia's mercy speech. Answer. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven. Question 4. What literary device is used in Shylock's Hath Not a Jew-Eyes speech? Answer. Anaphora, the repetition of hath not a Jew to build a cumulative rhetorical argument. Question 5. What does the inscription on the gold casket say? Answer. All that glisters is not gold. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. The Merchant of Venice is a play of profound ambiguity. It is a comedy that raises deeply serious questions. Shylock is simultaneously a villain and a victim, and the most sophisticated exam responses will hold both of those readings in tension. Portia is the play's most powerful figure, but her power is exercised through disguise and manipulation, which raises questions about gender and agency in Elizabethan society. The themes of justice and mercy, appearance and reality, and the corrupting power of wealth run through every act and scene. When you sit down to write your essay, remember, every point needs evidence, every quotation needs analysis, and every analysis needs to connect to the question. Aim for 3 to 4 well-developed paragraphs rather than 6 rushed ones. Quality over quantity always wins marks. For your next revision session, I'd recommend learning 5 key quotations by heart, one for each major theme, and practicing integrating them into analytical sentences. Try writing a timed paragraph on Shylock's humanity. Then swap it with a friend and mark each other's work against the AO criteria. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.